Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
My God, in my
Emmanuel.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
What we waited take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're take your place, sing through me, speak through me, blow through me, and preach through me, that your name be glorified, that the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for reconciling us back to the Father. Thank you for the sacrifice you made on the cross. We bless your name. We do not take that for granted. We thank you that we are restored back to the Father. Jesus, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. You said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Ghost who will lead, teach, lead, and guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit, we thank you that the Holy Spirit speaks exactly what the Father and the Son says. They work together in unity and oneness. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Holy Ghost. We ask you to continue to lead us and guide us. We pray that we are sensitive to what you're doing and the directions that you're leading us, that we will follow you. Hallelujah. You that we can hear your voice. Hallelujah. We thank you. And we bless your name. Not only hear your voice, but follow your voice. Be obedient to the Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we know it is by your grace. By your grace. These are things that we do not do on our own, only by your grace. Thank you, because, Lord, where would we have been without you? Your grace and mercy. Hallelujah. We just say thank you. So, Lord, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you will do and all that you are doing right now in our lives. There are things we know of and things we do know of. But we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We thank you, Lord, that delay is not a denial. Oh, Father, we thank you because there are things, Lord, that you allow to happen in our lives to develop the fruit of the Holy Ghost. So, Father, see ahead. You know everything that concerns our lives. So we thank you. We bless your name. What we thought will harm us, Lord, your word says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. All things work together for good. For those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So in everything, emotions, but based on your word, oh God, based on faith, without faith it's impossible to please you. So Father God, we thank you and we bless your name. This morning, Lord, we come to the throne of grace. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are due every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And so we cry out for mercy. Mercy, mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon us, oh God, our spouses. Oh God, have mercy. Mercy upon our nieces, our nephews, our siblings. Mercy, oh God, upon each and every one of us. this morning upon those that are in our families. We cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will shield us with your favor according to Psalm 5, verse 12. In the name of Jesus, let your favor, be a shield, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and we release the blood of Jesus. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. The airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the blood that gives us strength from day to day will never, ever, ever, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that the blood washes away our sins. Jesus' blood washes away our sins. We don't need blood of goats and cows. But we need the blood of Jesus. The goat and cows cannot speak for us. But Jesus can speak for us. Thank you, Jesus, for being our intercessor. Hallelujah. 24/7, you forever live, according to Hebrews 7:25, to be our intercessor to the utmost. Hallelujah. To the utmost. Be our intercessor to the utmost. I pray that we will understand what you have done and what you're doing in our life to the utmost. You never get weary or tired. You take intercession to the next level. And Father, we pray that we exemplify Jesus as an intercessor, not through emotions, but through the words of his Father, through faith, oh God, that will move from one level of intercession to the next level of intercession. We will not be contented in where we are, but we will grow, hallelujah, to be like Jesus in prayers and intercession. Father, that we will hunger and thirst after your righteousness and be filled in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for opening doors, doors of opportunities in the name of Jesus. Thank you for closing every demonic door in our lives. We thank you for closing those doors that we may have opened unknowingly. And seal those doors with the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood in the name of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on the children, our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews. We put the armor on each and every one that is listening now and those that will listen at another time. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, O God, for your armor. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the holy angels. Father God, that you send your holy angels, O God, to be with us, to assist us, and do your biddings in our lives. So we welcome the ministry of the holy angels doing your biddings, warring on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Father God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Oh, Father, we bless your name and we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for each and every one of us, ears will be open and sensitive, oh God, to what you are doing in our lives. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome up to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am at Bosa. Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome you this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to continue where we stopped yesterday, but I'm going to take it line by line. I won't keep you long, but just so we can go over the seven drops of blood of Jesus. Where one of these drops brings deliverance, healing, restoration in our lives. Each drop is for a reason. I pray that the Lord will open our eyes to this revelation and understanding in the name of Jesus. And when we know these things, it will help us in our walk with Christ. Amen. Many things we don't know, if we knew before, things we have been different. But now that the Lord has revealed, and not that he's now revealing, it's now we are open to receive these things. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now we're open to receive what he's speaking. Because sometimes when we were not open before, but we thank God for opening our minds. In the name of Jesus, and if your mind isn't open, I pray that he opens so you can receive and be set free. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yesterday, we started with the Genesis 3:15. You cannot go further without Genesis 3:15, the first prophetic promise of the Messiah, who is Jesus Christ. And you see the purpose of Christ coming to save and redeem us and reconcile us back to the Father. The position we had in the Garden of Eden. So when you look at Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman. This is the Lord speaking to Satan. And the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it, the seed of the woman, shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Hallelujah. Bruise thy head. Jesus will what? He already have done it. He did it on the cross. It's been fulfilled. Crush the head of the enemy, and does your bruises heal? And you, one of the things, I don't have time to go in and heal this morning, but anybody knows what happens when you're healed. When your heels are messed up, that's your leg, you know. So you know what happens. There's a lot of slowing down. And when your heel is messed up, you cannot fully fulfill God's purpose and destiny for our lives. John 10:10 says, you write this down. John 10:10, there's two things in John 10:10. Jesus came so that we may have life and have life more abundantly. That's the second part. Satan came to us, he killed and destroyed. But Jesus came that we'll have life and have it more abundantly. So we see the assignment of Satan, and we see the assignment of Jesus. What Satan comes to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus came so that we can live and have life more abundantly. Opposite. Hallelujah. That's why I told you for Romans 1 that God gave up men to the reprobate mind because they would love that. Satan, they refused to change. They gave themselves up to affections, to women and men. What I'm saying to them, gay, lesbian, and all that stuff is against the word of God. Because if God wanted to do that, he wouldn't have put Adam and Eve. We were created, hallelujah, for his pleasure. But he said in Genesis 1:26, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, be fruitful for our seed. And two men or two women sleeping together cannot produce no children. So that's it. And no way it happens. No, what does a woman have? What should we have? We have a uterus, a womb, and the man carries the seed. So there's no way. So you read Romans 1 when you have time. Hallelujah. And so we look at this, and I want you to know, what is God restoring back to us? What is he reconciling back to us? Hallelujah. So let's look at what we're supposed to have back. Christ already did it. But let me ask you, do we really have it? What Christ did, are we walking in what Christ did, the finished works of the cross? Are we walking in the finished work of the cross? So we're talking about the seven blood. We're not doing that. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis 1:26-28, man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion, underline that word, over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Dominion. Let them have dominion. Hallelujah. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. What did he do? Did he just create them and say, No, he blessed them. And you have it on you because you're a child, you're a son and daughter of the King of Kings. So you have the anointing. He blessed them. He blessed them. He blessed men and said unto them, be fruitful. But he's telling us to be fruitful. He's already putting everything in us to be fruitful. He's telling us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, have authority and dominion over it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God blessed us with the dominion divine dominion anointing. And all right, folks, we have it. Yes, we have it, but it's not activated and manifested to its fullest. So it's fullest. I'm sorry, fullest. Yeah, I believe we probably only using less than 0.5 of the dominion anointing that God has already given us as sons, as his sons and daughters. Because if we didn't have it, if we didn't have it, there would be so much. We already think we're going through things. It would be worse. But thank God for his grace. But how can I walk in that dominion anointing that God has placed in me? Can I walk in the dominion anointing that Christ restored on the cross for me? How can it be activated? How can it be manifested in my life that others will see the glory of God in my life? Not 50%, not 99.9%, but 100% of the dominion anointing, because God has given it to us. Hallelujah. So we know Adam and Eve lost it in the garden, but Christ restored it. The finished work of the cross, that means literally, and before I go spiritually first and literally, that we are in the Garden of Eden. But we're still toiling. We're still struggling. And God just looking at us. And some of us, we like to be stagnant. Amen? Many of us, we like it. We don't like changes. It's too much work for us. But it's better to have this, to walk in that dominion anointing. It's less work when you walk in the dominion anointing and authority. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. That joy is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us say, thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Thank you for the finished works of the cross. So we go to Genesis chapter 4. And the Bible says, and Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And again she bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought up the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought the firstling of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very rough, angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou rough, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? That's a question, another sermon. If thou doest not well, sin lies at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou also rule over him. Excuse me. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and came to pass when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. This is how people get jealous of one another, and It might not be a direct gun, but indirectly, we kill with our mouths, our tongues, our different things. We kill a lot of ways. Some people kill just with the gun or the knife, whatever. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy brother Abel? He said, I know not. Am I my brother's keepers? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother blood. Underline verse 10, cries unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which have opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from my hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not answer you unto thee her strength, fugitive and a vagabond. Thou shalt be in the earth, a fugitive and a vagabond thou shalt be in the earth. And against that unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out of this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. He knows how to slay someone, but he don't want people to slay him. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence. Oh, you don't want to be there. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Went out from the presence of the Lord in the land of Nod, the east of Eden. Hallelujah. When you leave the presence of the Lord, this is where we go to the east. Hallelujah. Where the presence of the Lord isn't there. Hallelujah. God had warned Cain. So when we talk about the blood, we talk about the blood. In 10 and 11, what has thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood unto me from the ground. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Hallelujah. Cursed from the earth. So what am I speaking about? I want you to look, we're talking about the blood, and we're talking about the first drop. Hallelujah. Why God did not accept Cain's offering? And I said that to you yesterday. Why God didn't accept? You look in Genesis chapter 3. When the Lord is, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. The Lord cursed the ground, and you knew. He said, in sorrow thou shalt eat of it all thy life. And there are people still doing it. Even though Jesus finished, we still eat it of the earth in sorrow. When Jesus finished paying the price, and we're still eating in sorrow. We're toiling day and night. We're going through different things. When Jesus paid the price, I'm not saying you wouldn't go. We do have different valleys to go through. But the way we're going through these things, we're not supposed to be going through it, because Christ has already done this for us. And then in verse 18, he said, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat of the herb of the field, thorns and thistles. So even after you toiling, the earth is cursed. So that takes a lot to even get what you're supposed to get from the earth. Then you got thorns and you got thistles. That's a lot. You know what it took? The weeds, the different things, and there's a. And I will give you revelation later on about thorns and thistles as we go through this. But how many of us, we're still here. We're still in Genesis 17. We are still in Genesis 17b. We're still eating from the cursed ground. And sorrow shall I eat of it all the days. So we have the mindset. And we say, okay, that's what God said. We have energy God said that. How will God tell you when he's so, or you those things when you know it's not even in the word of God? Why he say it and that? No. We are the mess of our minds, the battlefield of the mind, and that's how we come into all these crazy things, and we feel we're supposed to go through those things when God, Jesus, did that Christ on the cross. So we go back into the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. When you go back into the Garden of Gethsemane, what do you see in Luke 22:44? And being in agony, deeply distressed, and anguished almost to the point of death, he prayed more intensely, and his sweat became like drops of blood. Where did the blood fall? Hallelujah. On the ground. So the first thing, from the sweat of the drop of blood. Oh, God is a wonderful God. The curse was broken. Hallelujah. Why am I saying it? Jesus was a sinless lamb. His DNA is no human. He was Mary only carried Jesus. None of her DNA is in Jesus. 100% of God. So when that sweat, like blood, hit the ground, hallelujah, the curse broke. So, in other words, why do we still have to toil? The first time Jesus shed his blood was in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before he was crucified. In the Garden of Gethsemane, there was an intense spiritual battle between Jesus' will and the will of his heavenly Father. Remember that in the Garden of Eden, Adam listened to the voice of his wife above the voice of God and ate from the forbidden tree. The consequences of his disobedience involved the loss of his dominion status in the Garden of Eden. And the ground became cursed with thorns, thistles. Thorns and thistles. Part of the curse came upon mankind due to the ground being cursed is that mankind will have to sweat it out in order to get his daily provisions from the earth. Hallelujah. And there, sometimes the earth is cursed, sweating. And this is what we're still doing. Look, Genesis 3, I read 17 to 19. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread until you return to the ground. From it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you will return. So what people will see, and when you look at the cursed earth and the blood, you remember? So you look at that time, you're looking at the earth as in a different way, because the earth is cursed. So what happened? Many times, many people even now toiling and sweating, and there nothing comes easy for them. For every inch of prosperity or progress, it comes with intense back-breaking effort. And that's not what God wants. There are times, look at this, you're working so hard. You're working 12-hour shifts, 60-hour shifts. The people not spending time with their children, with their families. Relationships are being destroyed while husband and wife. Children are not trained, toiling. That's not what God meant. Yes, you will work, but not in that way. Because Jesus paid that price. Prosperity is yours. Hallelujah. Sometimes people will say, oh, I'm working hard so my children, when I retire, children can get this, my children can get that, and I'm working hard that I will spend more time with my family. I just need to work. And some people say, I'll work. I'm not. God called me to minister, but I can't come now. I got to work first before I come and make enough money and all that toiling. Then you never fulfill your destiny. You old. You're tired. You spawn that you didn't spend much time with your children. The only thing you and your children have in common is the DNA, is your DNA. Because you don't even know your children, and your children don't know you because you haven't spent that time. When Jesus' sweat became droplets of blood and fell to the ground, curse of Genesis 3:17 was broken off the ground. This means that the toiling and sweating for everything in our lives can be broken permanently in Jesus' name. And as I do each and every one of these things, we will have the prayers to pray. So we can pray these prayers and be broken. And if you believe it, receive it. Because if you don't believe it, we can pray all day. It wouldn't happen. But if you like the toiling and the sweating, then you want to stay in the curse. But Jesus paid that price. No, you don't have to do that. We will work, but not like with thorns and thistles. No. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for this word, O God. I brought it yesterday. I did the overview. And Lord, today I went a little deeper. But Father, I pray that your children, every one of us, will understand the revelation and will walk in our dominion anointing, breaking that first curse, oh God, because Jesus paid that price in the Garden of Gethsemane. So we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify your name, O God. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for the understanding. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. So we give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Tomorrow we'll do some prayers to break so you can speak it out yourself. I can speak it out myself to break so we can walk in that blessing. Blessing the earth is no more curse. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Bottom line, Cain and Abel offering was different because Cain took his offering from the cursed ground. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can you see what the Lord